Soldiers, sailors, and Marines, come along now to Melody Roundup. Well, yeah, here we are again, men, with another buckboard full of Badland ballads, songs and tunes of the Mesquite, all roped and branded by your favorite musical ranch hand. And here to keep the roundup sort of moving along at a lope are your two old friends from Pine Ridge, Arkansas, Lum and Abner.
Lope, well, nothing, yeah. Grannies. We're going to put them in a dead run.
Yeah, let's get the run.
All right, we got Skeeter Hubbard and his cowboys to entertain you today, boys. We're going to stride right out with Strawberry Roan. Get Ezra to sing it.
Yeah, sing it, Ezra.
Let me tell you a tale, it's a good one I own, of a bucking old bronc called a Strawberry Roan. I was hanging around town, not earning a dime, out of a job and just spending my time, when a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc busting man by the looks of your clothes. I said, guess you're right, there's none I can't tame, if it's riding tough ponies, that's my middle name.
Oh, that Strawberry Roan, they say he's a cayuse that's never been rode. The guy that gets on him is bound to be throwed off that Strawberry Roan.
Then I puts on the blinds and it sure was a fight. My saddle comes next and I screws it down tight. I piled on his back, well I knew then, if I rode that old goat, I'd sure earn my ten. For he bowed his old neck and he leaped from the ground. 20 circles he made before he come down. He's the worst bucking bronc I've seen on the range. He can turn on a nickel and give you some change.
Oh, that Strawberry Roan. Oh, that Strawberry Roan. He'll break him to saddle or break my own dome. I'll ride him until he lies down with a groan. Bring on your Strawberry Roan.
There's no fooling, I'll say, but this pony can step. But I'm still setting tight and I'm earning a rep. When my stirrups I lose and also my hat, I start pulling leather blind as a bat. And he makes one more jump and he's headed up high. Leaves me sitting on air way up in the sky. I turned over twice, come back to earth. Started into cussing the day of his birth.
Oh, that Strawberry Roan. Oh, that Strawberry Roan. That sunfish and critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Moan can ride that Strawberry Roan.
All right, doggies, they was talking about a horse there, you know.
Well, sure. What'd you think they was talking about?
Well, they said that Strawberry Roan. I just allowed that some sort of strawberry ice cream or something.
Well, I sort of had my mouth shut for it myself.
Oh, I do.
Saucer
love
or
it.
Two of it.
Yeah, love it. Reminds me of the time we taken Cedric into the county seat, you know. He went in the drugstore there on the corner and wanted to get a cornucopia ice cream. He'd always been used to saucer ice cream. Recollect that?
Oh, yeah.
Went inside there and got that ice cream cone and come out in front and hit it and then taken it back in there and hand the cone to the lady and said, much obliged, lady, for the use of the vase.
If he'd had any sense at all, he'd have known that cone was made out of pasteboard and he could throw it away after he had the ice cream.
Why, sure.
Well, let's get on with the program.
Yeah, I didn't mean to start sort of gossip in here about Cedric.
Well, the trio's all set over there to sing Wagon Train.
Well, if they're set, let them go.
All day long we've traveled since the break of dawn, over hills and valleys, traveling on and on. Our dreams are of the morrow, as by the fire we rest, and in the glowing embers we see a golden rest.
rolling, moaning, groaning wagon train.
Gather round the campfire, a story I will tell about a little fellow. His name was Freddy Bell. He drove a team of horses on the Utah wagon trail. He was the youngest and the smallest of the men who manned the reins.
Wagon train, wagon train, schooners of the prairie on a sandy main. Wagon train, wagon train, rocking, rolling, moaning, groaning, wagon.
Thank you, fellas. That's Wagon Train, played special for Privates Day and Fisher at APO 986.
Yes, mighty nice of you boys to write in. Appreciate it.
Sure. Always glad to get your letters, and we'll get around to playing all them tunes you're asking for just as quick as we can.
And I sure would love to hear from old Jack Phillips and Hale at APO 960.
Abner, you heard from Jack Phillips. He wrote you a letter.
I know, but he wanted me to sing Pistol Pack and Mama, and you said I couldn't do it unless I heard from him twice. Or
right.
Got two letters or something, you said. And I just figure he's the only one who want to hear me, so he better write again.
Well, let's get on with the program. You can write Jack Phillips a letter and tell him them things.
I can't write very good long without lawing my tongue out. Takes so much time.
Skeeter Hubbard's now going to sing Come On My Pony.
You've never seen a pony trot until you've seen the one I've got. Her name is Sal.
Name is Sal.
Anytime and anywhere, my pony always gets me there, and all I do is whisper in her ear, come on my pony, high step and pony, we're doing some riding today. And when the saddle starts to rattle and we're traveling in high, I feel just like a bird that's flying high in the sky. Step high, you vixen, or we'll be mixing. If you don't kill those miles all the way, I'll whisper steps, Sal, my pal, we're going to see my gal, and so we're doing some riding today. Is a peppy gal, and she's the queen of my corral. She's thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred.
Sunday is my courting day, and Sally always knows the way. She never even waits for me to say, come on my pony, high step and pony, we're doing some riding today. And when the saddle starts to rattle and we're traveling in high, feel just like a bird that's flying high in the sky. Step high, you vixen, or we'll be mixing. If you don't kill those miles all the way, I whisper steps out, my pal, we're going to see my gal, and so we're doing some riding today.
Hey, grannies, that was all right. That Skeeter has got a voice, ain't he?
Oh.
That's the prettiest Al Torrey voice I believe I ever set on her.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
sort
is.
Of sings by main strength, mostly.
He does. He does. Yes.
He just rears back on his heels and lets it go.
Why, he could sing 8 or 9 meters, a long meter singing, and still come in on the home stretch strong enough to make the dust fly along.
Oh, you take a good clear day with the wind with him, he could be heard 4 miles.
Ain't no doubt about it. Wished I had him down on my place for a hog caller.
Well, we go right on now. The trio's all set over there to sing Open Country.
Great divide,
to see. There's where I long to ride. Give me a land where a man's a man and a friend's a friend. Give me a road I can call my own and a trail that will never end. Open prairie and open sky.
Let me live and die.
Live and die in that open country.
Just let me live where there's plenty of room, out where the sage and the wildflowers bloom. Just let me live, a son of the sod, closer to nature and closer to God.
Open country is calling me. West of the great divide, open country I yearn to see. There's where I long to ride. Give me a land where a man a man and a friend's a friend. Give me a road I can call my own and a trail that will never end. Open prairie and open sky.
Let me live and die.
Live and die. In that open country.
Well, it was mighty fine, boys, mighty fine. Say, Lom, I believe we ought to tell the boys about our extinguished guest who got here tonight with us.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't reckon most of you boys had ever heard of this lady here, her name is Betty Boyle. She was a pinup girl in the Spanish-American War. And I just wanted to tell you she was down here today listening to the music. Proud to have you, Miss Boyle.
Yeah, I just wish she could get up to the microphone and say a word or two to you, but...
Mom, she done well to get down here, and I don't try to get her on her feet.
Well, Miss Boyle, put your teeth in and leave the boys with a smile.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, that's
not
about...
Not too far, honey.
That's about all the corn in the crib for this time, fellas, but we'll be back soon with more of your requests, so keep them coming. The address is Melody Roundup in care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Till we all meet again down by the corral fence, best wishes and lots of luck from Lum and Abner.
Amen.
Melody Roundup has starred Lum and Abner with music by Skeeter Hubbard and his Cowboys. Lou Crosby speaking. Melody Roundup is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.